AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Joe Biden is telling Americans democracy has prevailed. It's time to come together.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue.
There has been deadly violence at the Capitol, racial tensions, and a pandemic.
We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts.
At a swearing-in at the lockdown Capitol, the president spoke about what happened in that very spot 2 weeks ago.
Just days after a riotous mob thought they could use violence to silence the will of the people, to stop the work of our democracy, to drive us from this sacred ground. It did not happen. It will never happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
President Biden's message to those who didn't vote for him?
Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. And if you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy.
Kamala Harris was sworn in, becoming the first female vice president and the first black woman and person of South Asian descent to hold that job. Former President Donald Trump has arrived in Florida. He was not at the inauguration. Former Vice President Mike Pence was there.
It's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot.
The former president says good things are on the way.
Remember us when you see these things happening, if you would. Remember us, because I'm looking at elements of our economy that are set to be a rocket ship up.
The former president says it's a goodbye, but he will be back in some form. Stocks are rallying to records on Wall Street on encouraging earnings reports and continued optimism that the new Biden leadership in Washington will mean more support for the struggling economy. This is AP News. A new poll shows the coronavirus and the economy are top priorities for the incoming Biden administration.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows containing the virus and repairing the damage it has done are the top priorities for Americans. Overall, 53% of Americans name COVID-19 as one of the top five issues they want the government to tackle this year. 68% mention the economy. 24% of Americans cite race relations as a priority. That compares with 10% who cited it a year ago. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The WNBA's Atlanta Dream are close to being sold, ending defeated Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler's contentious stint as the team's owner. She objected to the WNBA's initiatives to advocate for racial justice and the Black Lives Matter movement. WNBA players endorsed Loeffler's opponent in the Georgia Senate race, Raphael Warnock. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.